European Union lawmakers have voted to challenge the legality of a newly signed trade deal with the South American bloc Mercosur this Wednesday. MEPs narrowly approved sending the agreement to Europe's top court to rule on whether it's in line with the bloc's treaties. Brussels signed this deal with Mercosur members just on Saturday. Well, to talk more about this, we can bring in Armin Georgian, our Europe editor. Armin, to what extent does this represent a blow for this deal?
Well, the deal is not dead, but it's certainly at the moment very much on hold because the European Court of Justice has to rule whether it's compatible with the EU treaties. And then after that, there will still have to be a final vote by the European Parliament on ratification. And that final vote is probably going to be on a knife edge if this vote is anything to go by. There was just a 10-vote difference, Kara, so that's really the closest margin I can remember of any recent votes. So this is, of course, a big victory for the farmers that have been protesting outside the parliament in Strasbourg. They're very happy about this. And the question now is, will the European Commission provisionally apply the deal? Because it could do that until the European Court of Justice decides. But that would be a politically explosive move when you've got this, you know, farmers' movement in Europe and, of course, still continuing opposition from some EU member states, most notably France. So we'll have to see, of course, what happens with the European Court of Justice and with the final vote in the European Parliament, whenever that is, but presumably not for several months.